In a playoff series defined by razor-thin margins, the Victoria Royals saw their season slip away in double overtime Tuesday night, falling 5-4 to the Spokane Chiefs in Game 6 and bowing out of the second round of the Western Hockey League, WHL, playoffs. Victoria had held a 2-1 series lead just a week earlier but dropped three straight games, two at home and one on the road, as Spokane roared back to take the series 4-2 and advance to the Western Conference Final for the first time since 2019. The series delivered high drama throughout. Four of the six games were decided by a single goal, and three, including games 1, 5, and 6, needed overtime. Game 6 was no different. The opening frame saw the team's trade goals. Victoria struck first with a power play marker from Marcus Lopponen, but Spokane responded with two highlight reel tallies. Shea Van Olm tied it with a dazzling backhand after slicing through the defense. After Tayden Trembecki scored unassisted to briefly restore Victoria's lead, the Chiefs answered just 31 seconds later with a goal from Sage Weinstein. Olmer's got moves, man dancing. Shea Van Olm picks up his seventh goal of the postseason to tie this one up 1-1 at 8:43. Assist goes to Kristall. Hashtag go Chiefs go. Hashtag WHL playoffs. Hashtag feeding the future pick.twitter.com/LDHelcukes. X. Spokane Chiefs. At Spokane Chiefs, April 23, 2025. The game was tied 2-2 after one period. Despite being outshot 10-5 in the second, Spokane took the lead on Van Olm's second of the night. He completed his hat trick just over a minute into the third, giving the Chiefs a 4-2 advantage. But the Royals refused to fold. Kenta Isagai answered with an unassisted goal, and Brandon Lasowski tied the game with just over 3 minutes left in regulation to force overtime. Victoria had several chances to win it in the first extra frame, including three power plays, an area that had been a strength for them throughout the playoffs, but failed to capitalize. Spokane held firm and eventually earned a 4-minute power play in double overtime after Berkeley Cadden took a high stick that drew blood. Though the Chiefs didn't score on the man advantage, the momentum remained with them. After nearly 100 minutes of hockey, Washington Capitals prospect Andrew Kristall sealed the series in double OT. Cadden found him with a cross-ice pass, and the WHL's regular season scoring champion buried the winner, ending the Royals' playoff run. Andrew Kristall wins it again in OT. Pick.twitter.com/NSJetted6WGH. X. Spokane Chiefs. At Spokane Chiefs, April 23, 2025. Kristall, who led all skaters with 15 points in the series, delivered the decisive goal. Van Olm finished with a 4-point night, adding an assist to his hat trick, while Cadden chipped in three assists. That trio has now combined for a staggering 77 points through 11 playoff games, averaging 7 points per night. Spokane goaltender Dawson Cowan stood tall, stopping 36 shots in the win. The Chiefs, who took games 4 and 5 in Victoria, completed their comeback in front of a raucous home crowd of 5,310 at Spokane Veterans Memorial Arena. On the other side of the ice, Royals goaltender Jaden Kraus looked sharp, stopping 48 of 53 shots that he faced in Tuesday's loss. While forward Cole Reschenyi wrapped up the postseason with 25 points in 11 games, making a strong case to be a first-round pick in the 2025 NHL draft. Tuesday was the only game of the playoffs in which the 18-year-old didn't register a point. The Chiefs now move on to face the Portland Winterhawks in the Western Conference Final, after Portland outlasted Everett in 7 games. Game 1 of that series will take place on Friday in Spokane.